decide to break the awkward silence and simply say, "Hey, girls," in a nonchalant and, okay, I admit it, bitchy way, as I sexily strut past them like I'm not interested at all in their presence. Marcy says, "Oh my god, Lindsay, you look incredible! You been sneaking to the gym for a couple of months or something?" I can't help teasing her as I reply, "Or something, yeah." Marcy isn't satisfied with that and continues to gush, and I'll confess, I'm loving it. "But your body is so toned, and your boobs look incredible. Tell me how you did it. I mean, it can't be from just working out. You look totally different since yesterday." I begin to explain the incredible night I had, but I'm not even two sentences in when that little tart, Claire, interrupts me. "She's had plastic surgery," she says dismissively. I can hear the jealousy dripping off every word. She's really beginning to piss me off now. I think it's time to start showing my roomies just how much I've changed. I mean, if Claire's jealous now, she's gonna be in for a shock of her life when she finds out the truth. They both are. Immediately, I get an idea of how I can give them both a little demonstration of my new powers, and put Claire in her place. I turn my head towards her, pucker up my amazing plump lips, and blow at her, really gently. It's so effortless! I hear a sudden rush of wind that leaves my mouth and watch, delighted as the force of my easy blow pushes Claire backwards as if she'd been shoved by a pro wrestler. Her feet leave the ground for a moment, and as her body is buffeted by nothing but the power of my breath, moving her backwards until she hits the sofa. I've already stopped blowing as she lands on her ass, the cushion saving her from a painful landing. "What the heck just happened?" Claire demands, somewhat confused and more than a little rattled. "That's what I was gonna tell you before you rudely interrupted me," I say almost scoldingly. Claire is too shocked to talk across me. And Marcy, well, Marcy seems kinda in awe as I tell the two girls a condensed story of the cave in Hollow Mum, simply ending it with a theatrical, "So, I'm like Super Lindsay now," putting my hands on my hips and sticking out my amazing chest, proudly showing off the new me. All Marcy can manage in a response is a low, "Well..." Claire isn't as impressed, proclaiming, "Bullshit! I don't believe you! Why don't you just tell the truth?" It's comically easy to shut her know-it-all self up. I just take a step towards the sofa, bend down, and grab a hold of the base of it with my right hand. Then I stand up straight again, raising my arm and the whole sofa, Claire included.
Huh?
It's so cool how light it feels. Like I'm just picking up a sheet of paper, rather than a big bit of furniture with a girl on top. To make sure Marcy and especially Claire realize how easy it all is for me, I put my left hand on my hip and raise the couch with my other arm as high as I can. Claire shrieks as she's forced to duck her head to stop it hitting the ceiling. Giggling, I twist my wrist, tilting the sofa until she slides off and falls about 5 feet to the ground, landing hard on the carpet.
Ugh!